There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, dear friends. Eric here, welcoming you to another soothing episode of Listen to Sleep. Let's embark together on an auditory journey where stories become whispered lullabies under a clear, starlit sky, and dreams begin to unfurl as soft as morning mist. The whispers of summer have begun to grace the mountain, coaxing out a vibrant array of wildflowers from their winter slumber. The once cool breeze has now turned warm and inviting, carrying with it the sweet aromas of blossoming life. The days are gently bathed in sunlight, guiding us to the comforting solace of the cool, bubbling creek. Bodie and Joe and I are at our happiest, enjoying the golden light and the crisp mountain air. In this aura of budding summer, our tale today takes root from the heart of this season's warmth and bloom. Tonight, we delve into another original Sleep Mountain story, The Time Traveler's Slumber, Linden's Epic Tale. It's a heartwarming narrative of time, community, and the power of appreciating the present moment. So settle in comfortably, dear friends. Let the worries of the day evaporate as you close your eyes, while the rustling leaves and babbling creaks of Sleep Mountain become a symphony of tranquility to soothe your weary mind. Tonight, we'll travel together through Linden's epic tale, our shared sanctuary of serenity and peaceful dreams. Before we begin, I want to share with you a magical nook nestled beyond our cozy storytelling corner. It's a place where tales and meditations merge into an unbroken lullaby. A place called Listen to Sleep Plus. I extend my deepest gratitude to our newest members this week. A warm welcome to Emnata, Veronique, Tracy, and Anne. Becoming a part of Listen to Sleep Plus is like holding a key to a peaceful kingdom, where storytelling and meditation twine seamlessly under the starlit canopy. Your support enables Bodhi and me to continue spinning tales and guiding relaxations, thereby keeping this sacred haven alive and thriving. And for this, I am truly grateful. For less than a cup of coffee per week, you could dive into this serene, uninterrupted journey. For more information, visit listentosleep.com or just follow the link in the show notes. Consider it an invitation to a world where sleep is a peaceful voyage and dreams are a gentle whisper of the heart. Now, I don't know how you're listening to this podcast. Maybe you're wearing some painful earbuds, which will be lost in your bed come morning, or maybe through a little speaker on the bedside table, keeping the whole house awake, or maybe you're just playing it through your phone. But none of these were ever designed for bedtime. Now, just imagine for a second you're snuggled up in bed, totally relaxed, your ear nuzzled deep into your comfy pillow, and my voice is magically playing back to you. No painful earbuds, no tangled wires, just total comfort and the sound you love. Well, imagine no more, because this is exactly what today's sponsor is here to help with. The Sleep Bar is an advanced under-pillow speaker that turns your pillow into the comfiest earphone ever. With a customizable shutdown timer, a huge battery that lasts multiple nights, and bone conduction audio that won't wake your partner. It's got everything you need to transform your bedtime listening. And they've given our listeners a limited number of 20% off codes. Simply head to dusker.com. That's DUSKER.com. And enter the code LTS20 to claim yours. Let's take a deep breath in and out. Just letting go of the day, feeling the weight of gravity pulling you deep down into the mattress. And another deep breath in and out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time, quiet time. One more deep breath in and out. If you get tired while I'm reading to you, that's okay. Just let yourself drift off. I'll be reading tonight's original story two times. The first time through at my regular pace, and the second time through just a little slower to help you nod off. The Time Traveler's Slumber, Lyndon's Epic Tale. In a quaint, secluded cottage at the border of a luminous meadow in the shadow of Sleep Mountain lived a child named Lyndon, full of boundless curiosity and imagination. Their eyes were mirrors of wonder, reflecting a world unbounded by their humble surroundings. As twilight embraced their cozy cottage, they would journey on fantastical escapades, carried along the streams of dreams, traveling through doorways in time. This all began with the appearance of a mystical pocket watch on Lyndon's bedside table. It was bathed in a soft lunar glow. The brass casing of the timepiece shimmered with a polished elegance, its surface ornately etched with patterns that seemed to murmur of ancient times. Intrigued and excited, Lyndon took the watch into their hands, feeling an anticipatory thrill leaping into their spirit. It was late, however, and succumbing to the gentle pull of sleep, Lyndon soon found themselves standing at the threshold of reality and dreams, their surroundings disintegrated, replaced by an oneric landscape where time was as elusive as a fleeting shadow. The pocket watch pulsed with a gentle luminescence, inviting them to unlock the chronicles it guarded. A tender turn of the minute watch key ignited a rush of energy that wrapped around Lyndon's essence. A subtle vibration permeated the surroundings, as if reality itself was reverberating in response to their touch. The watch transformed into a gateway, its hands revolving with hypnotic swiftness, escorting Lyndon into the boundless panorama of history. Their inaugural voyage led them to the splendor of ancient Egypt, where sky-piercing pyramids served as a testament to human ambition. Lyndon gazed at these monumental edifices with awe, feeling the eons press upon them. Observing laborers under the sun's relentless gaze, their toil leaving indelible imprints in the desert sands, Lyndon was reminded of both the hardship and the resilience that shaped civilizations. The watch then carried them to the Renaissance, an era of intellectual and artistic efflorescence. Surrounded by a ballet of colors and fluid strokes of brushes, they beheld masterpieces being birthed by creators fueled with unmatched passion. Immersed in the milieu of Da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Botticelli, Lyndon understood the boundless power of human creativity and its enduring impression on the human spirit. As the watch guided them further through time, Lyndon bore witness to key moments in history that molded the destiny of nations. They observed revolutions unfurl, felt the fires of rebellion burn brightly as they saw courageous individuals defy tyranny. They stood alongside visionaries who had come before them, challenging societal norms, their resonating words kindling a fire of change that would permanently reshape humanity's trajectory. With every single voyage, Lyndon's understanding of the world grew. They realized that history was more than a collection of facts. It was a mosaic, crafted from dreams, hopes, and individual expression of countless souls. The magic of the watch allowed them to connect with the past, leading them to understand their role in the grand symphony of time. As dawn's early light pierced their window, Lyndon found themselves back in their familiar room, the pocket watch securely held in their hand. A feeling of gratitude and purpose washed over them. They understood that their nightly explorations were not just whimsical adventures, but an opportunity to gain wisdom from different moments in our shared human history. Every night, Lyndon continued their temporal explorations, venturing deeper into time, an insatiable thirst for knowledge guiding them. As they drifted off to sleep, the pocket watch stirred again, ready to take them to new horizons, to uncover the mysteries of the past and shed light on the potentialities of the future. In a cascade of dreams, Lyndon traversed through all of history, each journey enlightening their understanding of humanity and its story. As the months transformed into years, they emerged as a reservoir of wisdom, their spirit enriched by the experiences of countless epochs. One evening, as Lyndon's hand closed over the watch, its radiant pulse hinted at a journey unlike any they had embarked on before. Excitement, tinged with a hint of trepidation, danced in their heart. As the veil between reality and dreams thinned, transporting them to an unfamiliar terrain. The vista that unfolded before Lyndon was awash in vibrant hues of indigo and violet. They stood at the precipice of an advanced metropolis, where colossal towers kissed the star-studded canvas above, and streams of luminescent vehicles traced neon pathways across the skyline. The air was filled with the cacophony of unfamiliar sounds, the vibrancy hinting at a civilization thriving in harmony with an unfamiliar way of life. Awestruck, Lyndon realized that the pocket watch had carried them into the future. The world around them pulsed with an advanced culture steeped in innovation and progress. A society that had harnessed technology to benefit the quality of life for all. As they navigated through the city, they witnessed technologies that seemed fantastical, yet harmoniously woven into the fabric of everyday life. They saw towering gardens where lush foliage intermingled with crystal edifices. The sky was dotted with flying vehicles, seamlessly navigating the air currents. Information flowed freely, projected onto transparent screens that emerged and disappeared at will. Individuals interacted with these projections, their gestures orchestrating a symphony of knowledge. Moving through the city, Lyndon met with the inhabitants, their conversations providing insight into this time's social norms, values, and challenges. Despite their technological advances, the denizens grappled with familiar human concerns. Social justice, equality, and the quest for knowledge of who they were at their core. One encounter stood out. an interaction with an elder, who, with her keen gaze and wisdom-laced words, reminded Lyndon of the sage from their own time. She spoke of the responsibilities that came with their advancements, the careful balance they maintained between innovation and the preservation of their humanity. She stressed the importance of remembering their history, understanding the consequences of past actions to shape their future. As the conversation concluded, a sense of understanding washed over Lyndon. They grasped the importance of their voyages, their role as a temporal traveler. Their journeys through time were not just for their own enlightenment, but for imparting the wisdom gathered to others in their time. Back in their quaint cottage, the soft morning light nudging them awake, Lyndon clutched the pocket watch with a renewed sense of purpose. They were a witness, a keeper of time, their role extending beyond their humble dwelling to their community and the world beyond. Armed with the knowledge gleaned from countless trips through time, Lyndon embarked on a new journey, sharing the wisdom they had gathered. They told stories of human resilience, of courage, creativity, and hope. They spoke of the future, of the possibility of progress and challenges. Each word, each story, was a bridge connecting the past, present, and the future, helping their community understand their role in the great symphony of time. As time passed, Lyndon's chronicles of past and future began to resonate throughout their community. Their neighbors, once preoccupied with their daily struggles, began to see their lives within a grander narrative. They realized the importance of the choices they made, their actions' impact on the past, the present, and the unseen future. The humble cottage that once sheltered an isolated recluse was now a nexus of curiosity, enlightenment, and fellowship. A particular day came when the sun set in hues of deep crimson, casting long, dramatic shadows across the village. The villagers gathered around the crackling fire of the warm hearth in Lyndon's home, eager for another tale, another glimpse into the tapestry of time. But tonight, Lyndon didn't reach for the pocket watch. Instead, they offered the villagers a different kind of story. Lyndon told them of their journey as a temporal traveler, about the strange and the familiar, the joys and the sorrows, everything they'd witnessed across time's vast panorama. They described the immense responsibility they felt, being a silent observer of humanity's saga, tasked with the duty to share their acquired wisdom. Their voice, filled with a compelling blend of humility and passion, echoed through the silent room, every word painting vivid images in the listeners' minds. Then they spoke about the present, about the importance of living in the now. They pointed out that while it's essential to learn from the past and plan for the future, it's equally important to appreciate the present, to understand its significance in the ongoing narrative of time. As they spoke, the villagers listened in rapt attention. The profound wisdom of their words and their far-reaching implications slowly sunk in, making them reassess their perceptions of life. They began to realize that every moment they were living was actually part of the vast expanse of time that Lyndon had been traversing. In the quiet that followed Lyndon's narrative, a sense of understanding settled among the villagers. They weren't merely living day to day. They were contributors to the grand story of humanity, each action a thread in the vast tapestry of time. As the villagers left the cottage that night, each carried with them a new perspective. The following days saw subtle changes in the village. The inhabitants were kinder, more thoughtful. Their decisions became more considerate, their actions more deliberate. They had started to see themselves not just as individuals living their lives, but as a part of a broader human story that stretched across time. In the end, Lyndon's unique journey had not only transformed them, but also their entire community. The pocket watch, once a mere antique, was now a symbol of wisdom and unity, reminding everyone of their shared history, the vitality of the present, and the possibilities of the future. Through their travels in time, Lyndon had woven a tangible connection between the ages, fostering a greater understanding of humanity's place within the continuum of time. As Lyndon's words hung in the air, a gentle hush filled the room. The embers of the hearth flickered, casting a soothing, warm glow. The villagers, now imbued with a new perspective on their lives, started to depart, each carrying the echo of Lyndon's words in their heart. When the last of the villagers had left, Lyndon rested back in their chair, the antique pocket watch closed on the table beside them. They looked out the window, watching as the village slowly dimmed, its people settling down for the night, a sense of peace settling over the small corner of the world. Now, as the last lights in the village houses flicker off, imagine yourself there, laying snug under a cozy blanket. The tales of Lyndon, their voyages in time, and the transformation of the village community play out in your mind like a comforting lullaby. A lullaby that tells you of your importance in the grand scheme of things, that even in the smallest of actions, you contribute to the story of life. The moonlight filters through your window, casting soothing patterns on your bedroom walls. You let out a deep breath, feeling your body relax deeper into your soft bed. As the silent night lulls the world into a serene slumber, Lyndon's tale becomes a sweet melody in your mind, helping you drift off into a peaceful sleep. As you close your eyes and prepare to journey into the realm of dreams, remember that every tomorrow is a new page in the story of humanity, waiting to be filled with your actions, your dreams, your voice. Remember that you, like everyone in Lyndon's village, are an integral part of this magnificent journey through time. So, as you drift off, allow your dreams to take flight, charting their own course across the grand landscape of time. As sleep gently takes hold, let Lyndon's tale guide you into tranquil dreams, where you can imagine your role in the grand narrative of time, weaving your own thread into its never-ending fabric. With the echoes of Lyndon's stories as your lullaby, sleep will arrive as a gentle wave, washing over you with a comforting rhythm. As the world outside quiets down, and your breathing becomes slow and steady, you know that each passing second is a step forward in your journey, a journey that connects you with the past, present, and future. May the tales of Lyndon's time-traveling adventures guide you into peaceful dreams tonight, a reminder of your place in the world and the grand tale that we all continue to weave together. Good night and sweet dreams. In a quaint, secluded cottage on the border of a luminous meadow, in the shadow of Sleep Mountain, lived a child named Lyndon, full of boundless curiosity and imagination. Their eyes were mirrors of wonder, reflecting a world unbounded by their humble surroundings. As twilight embraced their cozy cottage, they would journey on fantastical escapades, carried along the streams of dreams, traveling through doorways in time. This all began with the appearance of a mystical pocket watch on Lyndon's bedside table. It was bathed in a soft lunar glow. The brass casing of the timepiece shimmered with a polished elegance, its surface ornately etched with patterns that seemed to murmur of ancient times. Intrigued and excited, Lyndon took the watch into their hands, feeling an anticipatory thrill leaping into their spirit. It was late, however, and succumbing to the gentle pull of sleep, Lyndon soon found themselves standing at the threshold of reality and dreams. Their surroundings disintegrated, replaced by an oneric landscape where time was as elusive as a fleeting shadow. The pocket watch pulsed with a gentle luminescence, inviting them to unlock the chronicles it guarded. A tender turn of the minute watch key ignited a rush of energy that wrapped around Lyndon's essence. A subtle vibration permeated the surroundings, as if reality itself was reverberating in response to their touch. The watch transformed into a gateway, its hands revolving with hypnotic swiftness, escorting Lyndon into the boundless panorama of history. Their inaugural voyage led them to the splendor of ancient Egypt, where sky-piercing pyramids served as a testament to human ambition. Lyndon gazed at these monumental edifices with awe, feeling the eons press upon them. Observing laborers under the sun's relentless gaze, their toil leaving indelible imprints in the desert sands, Lyndon was reminded of both the hardship and the resilience that shaped civilizations. The watch then carried them to the Renaissance, an era of intellectual and artistic efflorescence, surrounded by a ballet of colors and fluid strokes of brushes. They beheld masterpieces being birthed by creators fueled with unmatched passion. Immersed in the milieu of Da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Botticelli, Lyndon understood the boundless power of human creativity and its enduring impression on the human spirit. As the watch guided them further through time, Lyndon bore witness to key moments in history that molded the destiny of nations. They observed revolutions unfurl, felt the fires of rebellion burn brightly as they saw courageous individuals defy tyranny. They stood alongside visionaries who had come before them, challenging societal norms, their resonating words kindling a fire of change that would permanently reshape humanity's trajectory. With every voyage, Lyndon's understanding of the world grew. They realized that history was more than a collection of facts. It was a mosaic crafted from dreams, hopes, and individual expression of countless souls. The magic of the watch allowed them to connect with the past, leading them to understand their role in the grand symphony of time. As dawn's early light pierced their window, Lyndon found themselves back in their familiar room, the pocket watch securely held in their hand. A feeling of gratitude and purpose washed over them. they understood that their nightly explorations were not just whimsical adventures, but an opportunity to gain wisdom from different moments in our shared human history. Every night, Lyndon continued their temporal explorations, venturing deeper into time, an insatiable thirst for knowledge guiding them. As they drifted off to sleep, the pocket watch stirred again, ready to take them to new horizons, to uncover the mysteries of the past and shed light on the potentialities of the future. In a cascade of dreams, Lyndon traversed through all of history, each journey enlightening their understanding of humanity and its story. As the months transformed into years, they emerged as a reservoir of wisdom, their spirit enriched by the experiences of countless epochs. One evening, as Lyndon's hand closed over the watch, its radiant pulse hinted at a journey unlike any they had embarked on before. Excitement, tinged with a hint of trepidation, danced in their heart, as the veil between reality and dreams thinned, transporting them to an unfamiliar terrain. The vista that unfurled before Lyndon was awash in vibrant hues of indigo and violet. They stood at the precipice of an advanced metropolis, where colossal towers kissed the star-studded canvas above, and streams of luminescent vehicles traced neon pathways across the skyline. The air was filled with a cacophony of unfamiliar sounds, the vibrancy hinting at a civilization thriving in harmony with an unfamiliar way of life. Awestruck, Lyndon realized that the pocket watch had carried them into the future. The world around them pulsed with an advanced culture steeped in innovation and progress, a society that had harnessed technology to benefit the quality of life for all. As they navigated through the city, they witnessed technologies that seemed fantastical, yet harmoniously woven into the fabric of everyday life. They saw towering gardens where lush foliage intermingled with crystal edifices. The sky was dotted with flying vehicles, seamlessly navigating the air currents. Information flowed freely, projected onto transparent screens that emerged and disappeared at will. Individuals interacted with these projections, their gestures orchestrating a symphony of knowledge. Moving through the city, Lyndon met with the inhabitants, their conversations providing insight into this time's social norms, values, and challenges. Despite their technological advances, the denizens grappled with familiar human concerns: social justice, equality, and the quest for knowledge of who they were at their core. One encounter stood out, an interaction with an elder who, with her keen gaze and wisdom-laced words, reminded Lyndon of the sage from their own time. She spoke of the responsibilities that came with their advancements, the careful balance they maintained between innovation and the preservation of their humanity. She stressed the importance of remembering their history, understanding the consequences of past actions to shape their future. As the conversation concluded, a sense of understanding washed over Lyndon. They grasped the importance of their voyages, their role as a temporal traveler. Their journeys through time were not just for their own enlightenment, but for imparting the wisdom gathered to others in their time. Back in their quaint cottage, the soft morning light nudging them awake, Lyndon clutched the pocket watch with a renewed sense of purpose. They were a witness, a keeper of time, their role extending beyond their humble dwelling to their community and the world beyond. Armed with the knowledge gleaned from countless trips through time, Lyndon embarked on a new journey, sharing the wisdom they had gathered. They told stories of human resilience, of courage, creativity, and of hope. They spoke of the future, of the possibility of progress and challenges. Each word, each story, was a bridge connecting the past, present, and the future, helping their community understand their role in the great symphony of time. As time passed, Lyndon's chronicles of past and future began to resonate throughout their community. Their neighbors, once preoccupied with their daily struggles, began to see their lives within a grander narrative. They realized the importance of the choices they made, their actions' impact on the past, the present, and the unseen future. The humble cottage that once sheltered an isolated recluse was now a nexus of curiosity, enlightenment, and fellowship. A particular day came when the sun set in hues of deep crimson, casting long, dramatic shadows across the village. The villagers gathered around the crackling fire of the warm hearth in Lyndon's home, eager for another tale, another glimpse into the tapestry of time. But tonight, Lyndon didn't reach for the pocket watch. Instead, they offered the villagers a different kind of story. Lyndon told them of their journey as a temporal traveler, about the strange and the familiar, the joys and the sorrows they'd witnessed across time's vast panorama. They described the immense responsibility they felt, being a silent observer of humanity's saga, tasked with the duty to share their acquired wisdom. Their voice filled with a compelling blend of humility and passion, echoed through the silent room. Every word painting vivid images in the listeners' minds. Then they spoke about the present, about the importance of living in the now. They pointed out that while it's essential to learn from the past and plan for the future, it's equally important to appreciate the present, to understand its significance in the ongoing narrative of time. As they spoke, the villagers listened in rapt attention. The profound wisdom of their words and their far-reaching implications slowly sunk in, making them reassess their perceptions of life. They began to realize that every moment they were living was actually a part of the vast expanse of time that Lyndon had been traversing. In the quiet that followed Lyndon's narrative, a sense of understanding settled among the villagers. They weren't merely living day to day. They were contributors to the grand story of humanity, each action a thread in the vast tapestry of time. As the villagers left the cottage that night, each carried with them a new perspective. The following days saw subtle changes in the village. The inhabitants were kinder, more thoughtful. Their decisions became more considerate, their actions more deliberate. They had started to see themselves not just as individuals living their lives, but as a part of a broader human story that stretched across time. In the end, Lyndon's unique journey had not only transformed them, but also their entire community. The pocket watch, once a mere antique, was now a symbol of wisdom and unity, reminding everyone of their shared history, the vitality of the present, and the possibilities of the future. Through their travels in time, Lyndon had woven a tangible connection between the ages, fostering a greater understanding of humanity's place within the continuum of time. As Lyndon's words hung in the air, a gentle hush filled the room. The embers of the hearth flickered, casting a soothing warm glow. The villagers, now imbued with a new perspective of their lives, started to depart, each carrying the echo of Lyndon's words in their heart. When the last of the villagers had left, Lyndon rested back in their chair. The antique pocket watch closed on the table beside them. They looked out the window, watching as the village slowly dimmed, its people settling down for the night, a sense of peace settling over the small corner of the world. Now, as the last lights in the village houses flicker off, imagine yourself laying there, laying snug under a cozy blanket. The tales of Lyndon, their voyages in time, and the transformation of the village community play out in your mind like a comforting lullaby. A lullaby that tells you of your importance in the grand scheme of things, that even in the smallest of actions, you contribute to the story of life. The moonlight filters through your window, casting soothing patterns on your bedroom walls. You let out a deep breath, feeling your body relax deeper into your soft bed. As the silent night lulls the world into a serene slumber, Lyndon's tale becomes a sweet melody in your mind, helping you drift off into a peaceful sleep. As you close your eyes and prepare to journey into the realm of dreams, remember that every tomorrow is a new page in the story of humanity, waiting to be filled with your actions, your dreams, your voice. Remember that you, like everyone in Lyndon's village, are an integral part of this magnificent journey through time. So, as you drift off, allow your dreams to take flight, charting their own course across the grand landscape of time. And as sleep gently takes hold, let Lyndon's tale guide you into tranquil dreams, where you can imagine your role in the grand narrative of time, weaving your own thread into its never-ending fabric. With the echoes of Lyndon's stories as your lullaby, sleep will arrive as a gentle wave, washing over you with a comforting rhythm. As the world outside quiets down, and your breathing becomes slow and steady, know that each passing second is a step forward in your journey, a journey that connects you with the past, present, and future. May the tales of Lyndon's time-traveling adventures guide you into peaceful dreams tonight, a reminder of your place in the world and the grand tale that we all continue to weave together. Good night and sweet dreams.